Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Take over, McConnell. Take over. He's crazy with power. This Bashir.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I had to wash him after.
The stickiness.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
What's going on with you, Blank?
He's compromised. He's not a journalist anymore.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That was one of the wildest scenes, man. This beautiful crib. Every nook and cranny as they're panning the phone, every nook and cranny of the room, of the house, there was a different stripper.
Yes.
Twerking.
Well, John Bull on a Thursday. Wow. Now that's journalist. All right, it's a Thursday, or as I like to call it, day number two of summer radio here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here in short order, we think. Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Station. Mitch, good afternoon. Your St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch here in about 55 minutes
yes,
or so.
Yes, sir. Opening day.
Gotta be happy. Look
opening
at you.
Day. Wish I was there. See the Clydesdales. Drink some cold Budweisers.
And nice. Some Clydesdales.
Some Clydesdales, baby.
Now, the Clydesdales are overrated.
You
want to hear that at 302? At
302, I agree with you. They are.
How are your Masters bets looking, by the way, big guy?
Sergio Garcia is a bum.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. What's he doing? Is he terrible
last
today?
Last time I checked, he was plus +4. I had him over Webb Simpson, and Webb Simpson's on the leaderboard. So.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, there we go. So you get some Masters updates today, and then at 5 o'clock, it's a Thursday, so you know that's our normal weekly conversation with WDRB. Rick Bozich, and the reason if you can hear the smile through your radio or cell phone if you're streaming or office computer headphones, whatever it may be, the smile is, Mitch, this is the first time we've had a conversation with our guy Rick Bozich since he became Barstool Sports famous.
Yeah, Barstool Bozich.
He was Barstool Bozich for not wanting to watch Miley Cyrus during the national title game. Instead, he watched White Sox baseball. Oh, goodness. So we got to talk with him about that. Race Thompson coming back to Indiana. That will be the final time we bring up Race Thompson. I'm not sure why I mentioned it there. I really don't know. So we have Bozich out there. A bunch of roster stuff is out there. I assume, Mitch, you saw Jay Billis and his top 10 coaches in his lifetime. I assume you saw that, right, on Twitter work its way around in the last 24 hours or so?
I saw it last night, and I had Process dub it for me today, and even he had hot takes on it.
Okay, well, there you go. But he didn't play it on the Diener Show.
I know.
So he dubbed it, he had hot takes, and he just let it sit in the Dropbox for 3 hours?
It was like an hour ago. I had him dub it. But.
Oh, okay. All right, whatever. So we have that that's out there. Anything Masters, I have a what if as it pertains to Kentucky basketball. And then the two things, and one of them makes me smile, even though you may say, Andy, you got to suck it up and you got to talk about things that you always don't care about. But I know what we have to do here. Today started, and Mitch, I need you to line these up, okay? We need to line these up and go through them and have a conversation because, by God, that's what we are contractually obligated to do. Today was mock draft mania, was it not?
Everyone had a mock draft today.
Who didn't have a mock draft? ESPN had one.
Had one.
Okay.
Sports Illustrated had one.
SI had one. CBS had one. Yahoo Sports. Kyle Boone.
Yeah, Yahoo Sports had one.
Yahoo Sports had one.
I think the Athletic.
The Athletic might have been last week.
Yeah.
But today we got four or five mock drafts that are out. And if I'm not mistaken, only one of them has Terrence Clark and only one of them has David Johnson. Is that right?
I think two had David Johnson. I think Yahoo had David Johnson.
Well, who's on Yahoo? I have no idea.
Kristen Peek.
Okay, we're not using that. We don't know who that is.
I don't know.
When's
any
last
of these
time you went to Yahoo? I mean, it's Wetzel and Famel, and that's it.
Who's going to Yahoo?
I always hear that. That's an old person thing.
If you want to email my 10-year-old email at redbirdsrule12@yahoo.com.
It's redbirdsrule12. 12? Oh.
The first email account I've ever opened when I was like 12. If you want to email that, go ahead.
I think mine had something to do with wrestling. I really do. I don't know for certain, but I'm pretty sure it does. That's fantastic. So, yes, we will break down Mock Draft Mania. You feel like David Johnson not being in many of them? Is that the lead, or is it Josh Nickleberry today? What's the lead today,
Mitch?
I
think it's David Johnson.
Why do you think it's David Johnson in some crappy mock draft that means nothing? Josh Nickleberry's not coming back. It's over.
I mean, you tweeted it out. I mean, it's like Devin Askew. I mean, whoever they're going to get
is going to be better probably.
Yeah.
Josh Nickleberry leaves, and let me start with that. I was just going to mention that, okay? Off the top, I think maybe my most horrific tweet that I will not go back like many in the area or Dockett and start erasing all of my tweets. Bad takes and sources all over the place. But was it the Virginia Tech game that he hit a three and I tweeted out, I like Josh Nickleberry's game?
Yeah, he hit that.
Was it that game?
He hit this crossover on this dude. You're like, damn, Nickleberry?
He stuck a three in the dude's eye, broke the bucket a couple times.
We might have something here.
Yeah, he got an assist and he got a rebound and he crossed a dude over and hit a jump shot. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, well, the reason I said it at that time, if that was the game, I'm like, well, I don't know how many guys on Louisville's team can do that other than Carly Jones and David Johnson. I'm like, hey, it's a third guy that might be able to do that. And he obviously did not stick. I mean, the narrative is the Super Six, is it not? Isn't that the lead?
Yeah.
I mean, the Super Six, and you tweeted about it. They're gone. I mean, Sam Williamson, I think, is absolutely on the path of, what, a Wayne Blackshear, is he not? I mean, he might be better. He might be better. He's not the three-point shooter, but he's a better rebounder, isn't he?
No, he's definitely the recruiting analysis on Sam Williamson was definitely correct.
He didn't hit like a McDonald's All-American.
No, but I mean, I feel like he's the best.
But he's a starter on their team.
Yeah.
If he were to lose today, Sam Williamson.
I'd put him above David Johnson.
That would be a massive, massive conversation where Josh Nickleberry won't be a massive conversation. And I don't know, I don't know if this is – I'm not really being negative here when I say this, nor do I care if people think I am. By the way, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line, 502-437-9680, is – I mean, who's left? It's Sam Williamson. Now, Quinn Slezinski is still here.
Is still here.
For now.
At the moment.
Okay. Now, I don't know if he's leaving, but, I mean, the thought process of Louisville being in on all of these guys means that there's some guys that are realizing, yo, we ain't going to play. So if Quinn Slezinski ever came out here in the next however many days and he's like, okay, I'm going to try somewhere else, and we say that, God, Mitch, we need to go back and look. We need to go back and look how many games he started last year.
It was at least half the game.
Well, he more than got an opportunity. So it wouldn't be about opportunity. It would be about upgrades. It would be about Chris Mack upgrading. And so if he were to go, it's just Sam. Who am I missing? Who am I missing now
Withers.
That Nickleberry?
Okay, Withers
so
was
Withers
a part of that
was
class,
a part of that.
He,
okay.
He
and Withers has turned out better than what we thought, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Better than his recruiting. I mean, I think Withers is a good player.
So Withers and Williamson are the two that are you would hope are on next year's roster. And then you have Slezinski.
You have 33% stick around. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have Slezinski and then David Johnson, Josh Nickleberry, and Aiden Gayon.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So Josh Nickleberry's gone. It's not shocking whatsoever. The Super Six thing now is down to two. Two good players, two starters, but it is down to two. And big rig's already here. My God. Holy cow, a Louisville player transfers.
And he's
David
flying
Johnson,
now.
David Johnson not showing up in mock drafts except for Jeremy Wu of Sports Illustrated, and he's here at 3:09. Wow, the bridge must have been open today.
No, I missed the bus. The bus let out at Silver Creek. I just, like, usually
you get behind
I
the
get
buses.
Right behind the buses, yeah. And dude, I snuck
there's nothing
right past it today.
Oh, you gotta cut a bus off.
Woo.
You gotta cut a bus off,
especially with the train tracks, because they stop and they
oh,
open
and
the door
every
and they,
single
and
one
they look.
And then they look on the other side, and
yeah.
One of them's a dead is a dummy track.
Yeah,
nothing's
yeah.
ever been on it.
And they had so they had to do
but
it
at both stop.
At both train tracks. I split by it today. I was so
look
happy.
At you.
I was excited.
Well, how was your day at school?
It
everything
good.
Good?
It was good. It was a good day today.
It was a good day today.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I mean, the Super Six is tanking. It's a great day.
I don't think it's tanking.
I think
it's already tanked.
Yeah, it's tanked.
I think that's
tanked.
About done.
Yeah, the
greatest. You got two out of six.
Yeah,
that
they're
bad.
Hitting
33%.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Some consider that Hall of Fame.
If you're a baseball player, you'd be hitting 333
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good at baseball. But when you...
I got some baseball takes we won't get to today.
I'll get a little
listen, Jay Bruce is the worst player in baseball right now.
He's on your Yankees, correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's the worst player in baseball.
He was like that with the Reds, too.
Doesn't
okay?
say when he's
I mean,
the Reds.
I feel like Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding.
It's like,
When I watch him, it makes me – that's a musty reference. Mitch, do you know who that – do you know who
yes,
those people are?
It's the figure skaters, Tanya Harding.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked you do.
I am, too.
I'm a little bit shocked.
Well, they did do a movie with Margot Robbie about it a couple years ago, so maybe that's
– I didn't watch the movie. I watched the 30 for 30.
Oh, the 30 for 30. That also did a 30 for 30 around the same time. There you go.
Thank you. That's what Mitch just said. Yes.
That was a
yeah,
huge deal.
Yes, it was.
It was awesome.
So there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
There it is. Josh Nickleberry is gone. Will somebody be next? And then, I mean, obviously, I put this on Twitter, and this has been, it's been funny. So here is what I believe is happening. You ready for this? Now, Mitch is in all of these discords and chat rooms. I sound like Bobby V in message boards and deep space Twitter. And like now,
I'm
Mitch
the Louisville
is,
mole.
That's what's happening.
It's 2001 internet.
Are you the one giving Maddie Bangs info? What if Mitch was the mole?
That was
giving
the best
Maddie
thing
Bangs.
Ever.
Somehow Mitch was breaking all these stories. From 8 years ago about Rick, but you know, 10 years ago about
yeah.
Rick Pitino
yeah.
and Karen Cypher.
Yeah,
for some 15 seconds that came from Mitchell Hannigan.
Shane Bahana getting kicked off.
Yeah,
the team
and nobody
before
and no,
anyone knew.
Kevin Ware's speed tickets, and no one has.
Yeah.
And like he's breaking it all, but he doesn't like help himself. He helps Matt Jones.
Matt Jones, the KSR.
That's all. He takes nothing for it.
No credit.
He just sits on here and talks about.
You gotta secure that future
cardinal.
Employment.
Oh.
Strebel knows all about that.
Oh, man. You know what? I would say he does, but his lack of activity on a sea of blue tells me he doesn't.
Well, I'm very happy with what I am doing right now. I'm not looking to move or go, you know, to the top.
What's this? The bottom?
No, this is not. No, I'm saying no. This is a great spot, but I'm not looking to maneuver myself in a better
veto
situation.
Here in a second.
No,
oh,
I'm
boy.
In a great situation.
You're sinking.
There's no reason for me to move out of this situation.
Look at
Schauffele
just hit it in the water.
Yeah,
he just putted it 15 feet past. I have no money on any of the Masters today.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have a dollar on the Masters.
You have any
I don't
bets
like
at
betting
all?
Golf. No, the only thing I'm doing is betting against Locke.
Okay, well, that's
no, is Locke's fantasy bets and teams. I want all of them to lose. That's all that we're doing.
Okay,
am I mean and ugly? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I being an AH today? Yes, yes. I'm not walking away from any of that. Mitch, you tell me if this is your read of the room, okay? You
okay.
tell me that. That no matter what, I mean, Nickleberry never played, so he's not
no.
like Askew because
he played in nine games.
Askew gave you starts and
big minutes.
He gave you
a
contribution, even though he stunk last year.
Yeah,
and has you know massive drawbacks. Okay, Nickleberry just never played and had the injury thing. He was around for 2 years, and I also think part of it was he wasn't good enough. I think
yeah.
that's part of it, too. I see a lot of, well, he was injured for 2 years. That's part of it, but it's not the entire story. I mean, he came in, he was supposed to be a shooter, and he didn't make shots.
Yeah.
He was a shooter that didn't make shots.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of, and he's a gun, by the way, which I love. I wanted to like Josh Nickleberry, but my sense is, of course, Louisville fans are – expecting that what they get's going to be better because it is.
Yeah.
Because it is. Or you bring in someone that has a nothing year like a Charles Mindland.
Right.
Like that's the only way. If you bring in a guy that can be, you know, 8 minutes a game, that's better than Josh Nickleberry.
Much better.
Okay, he could play in 10 games, and he's better than Josh Nickleberry. More contributions. The upside of Nickleberry, I don't know what that is. Someone can find out. Brian Hall said something today I got to get to. Maybin disagreed with him.
Really?
But in a nice way.
Oh,
we may not be as nice
as Maybe was.
Yeah, remind
producer.
Me, Mitch. Write that down
okay.
On your little notepad back at the station. I feel like Louisville fans feel pretty confident they're going
to
get this Lock kid from Florida.
That's
and we had Travis Branham on yesterday, who's like Louisville's in a good spot with Armaan Franklin.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe or who to believe. That's not the business I'm in. But there's a good feeling that, you know, one of these guys that averaged double figures, 10, 11 points, you know, they both shot 42, 43%, mm-hmm. that there is an addition there.
Oh, 100%.
Would be the narrative. And, Mitch, when you go into these deep, dark chat rooms and discords with all sorts of snipers all over the place, they think they're getting Lock, right? That's the guy, the kid from Florida.
Noah Lock,
Noah Lock.
The consensus that'll probably be the next transfer that probably Louisville gets. I
kind of want Franklin.
I'm with you. I want Armaan Franklin.
Put it up. Who'd you rather have, Noah Lock or Armaan Franklin?
Because we watched several Florida games this year, and I can't remember one play Noah Lock made. Like I can remember like Trey Mann. I can remember the guy who looks like Trez. Those guys.
Matt
I can't
Castle.
Remember a damn thing Noah Lock did.
he did. Yes. All I remember is the really tall white guy with acne.
Matt Castle.
And then the guy who played like Trez.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And then Scotty Lewis.
Scotty Lewis and Trey Mann.
Who I think stinks.
Oh, he's not good.
Yeah, but
he's a top 10 recruit.
I know. I just don't think he's great.
He's just not very good. Yeah.
Plus, we don't like Mike White. I don't know why we're pivoting to all these pro-Indiana crap. When I don't remember much Armaan Franklin did. But we all know how bad Archie is.
Yeah.
We are so tainted by Archie. We're like, damn, give me Armaan Franklin.
Did he hold him back?
Chris Mack hold David Johnson back?
I don't know. Look at the mock drafts. Like he's only in one or two.
I was having some conversations around the office. Around the office about that.
Really?
Well, I'm like, if this were a cow player, we'll get to that. Don't act.
Okay.
I go. It's summer radio, baby.
I like that.
Mitch,
yeah.
We blew right by our Masters update. Oops. I just looked down. It's 3:18.
No, I thought we were rolling, so we'll hit the one at 46.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I got no problem with that. Yeah. So, there you go. What do you have today?
All right.
What's on your mind?
Well,
let me write this down so I know how to format the show. What's on your mind? Let's go.
For one of the things, obviously, we're all like you guys were talking about earlier, all the mock drafts, it definitely seems like Isaiah Jackson has moved his way up. And, you know.
Isaah Jackson's going pro.
No, I know he's going pro.
Me and the luminary today, Mike Pratt. Pratt's like, you never know. And I'm like, oh, come on.
I think he ain't
going back to hang out with Lance Ware and do TikTok videos.
He has more of a chance to be in the lottery now than he did 2 weeks ago.
You think that?
Because he's in the lottery in some of these.
Yeah,
he's
my drafts. I don't know how much
I think he's going to go into the NBA combine. I think he's going to put up some good numbers and some good measurements. I think I saw that was part of what I had to talk about today.
Okay,
obviously,
Isaiah Jackson.
IJ. I had some thoughts on the Super Six and comparing Devin Askew to
you would have been perfect for the Super Six.
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah, Devin Askew and your
thank
guy.
God Mac didn't get him.
And also,
that's the best thing that happened. The best thing that's happened to Mac besides the massive paychecks
is not getting
Devin Askew and dodging that bullet.
Yeah,
I mean honestly, because that just blew up in Cal's face.
It did blow up in his face. I mean that.
I didn't do Coach Mitch. This guy coached Derrick Rose, and Tyreek Evans,
and John
Brandon,
Wall,
and Brandon Knight, and
De'Aaron
and
Fox,
Tyler
Ulis.
Yeah, I'll even say, who's the guy that located? Isaiah Briscoe.
Isaiah Briscoe. He
hated so many of them that I couldn't remember.
I have thoughts on Jay Billis's coaching top 10, which.
But those are all things that we already have.
But those are things I can't help that this what you already had. I can't read your mind when I come in here that we had the same topics. I can't help that. Also, the first tweet I saw this morning was Terry Miners talking about Jay Billis' top 10 coaching.
What a sad way to wake up. That's the first thing you saw was a Terry Miners tweet?
No, first thing on Twitter I saw.
Oh, the first thing on Twitter.
Yeah, first thing
on
Twitter I saw. I got in the van, and the kids are all buckling up, and I opened my phone and looked at Twitter, and it was Terry Miners talking about Jay Billis's top 10 coaches list. I was like, oh, boy.
The kids were buckling up? Your kids wear seatbelts in the car?
Yeah.
God, I can't believe that. Yeah, isn't Kellen still in one of those high chairs?
He has a booster seat.
He has a booster seat. You gotta. Then we had this conversation.
I'm fine with him not having the booster seat.
It's your wife.
My wife is
You need to have a conversation.
He's too big for it. I keep telling her he's too big.
He's a massive.
He's a big kid.
He's a big kid. He's a tall
seat.
Kid.
He can sit down.
He's a man
in a seat like a normal young man. He doesn't have to buckle up like a baby.
He likes Jennifer Aniston.
He does.
He doesn't need to buckle. You know what you need to do? You just take the seat out. Would you bring the minivan today?
No, I didn't.
She's got the minivan today.
She's gonna drop Kellen off at practice, and then Wyatt has a game, so I'm driving the car.
I mean, being a parent, man, every night. I don't know how you don't. You want some bourbon?
No, I have. You want a beer at home? No, I'm good.
To take to the game?
No, I can't. No, I do know a guy who's a friend of mine. I'm not gonna say his name on air. Who goes to these games? And he always has a thermos of wine.
Nice.
He's a wine drinker.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah, and he's
like, Perrin. Is it Perrin?
No, it's not Perrin. No, okay. It's not Perrin. But he's like, why don't you bring it? I was like, man, because a lot of people come and talk to me all the time. And I just,
you're a celebrity
I'm not a celebrity there. But a lot of people go, hey, round A. Oh. I didn't do that. And I was like, I can't.
Well, I want to dive a little bit more into that.
Loaded in
I do
the
too.
Little League games.
So you're getting a lot of pub at these games?
Not a lot of pub, but people know who I am. Word has spread through Little League Baseball. Who I am.
Dude, save all of that. Let's make that into something. How much are you smiling back at the station?
I mean, that's like my goal in life. It's like to show up to my kid's Little League game, like everyone knows who you are. Like, oh, hey, it's James. Like, what's up, man?
Well, sometimes.
So you have to think you're living up to a standard then, because in New Albany, you know how many parents in New Albany Little League are blasted in some way?
I know.
It's got to be a lot of them.
Oh, it's a lot of them.
Oh,
because
you're there every night. It's practice.
Every night?
Oh, my God.
You could bring in, like, your own food and stuff. Like, you could bring in, like, a little cooler or a drink or something like that. Like, we bring in food and stuff, and people are bringing in alcohol. I know what they're doing, and they're hiding it and concealing it. But, again, I can't take that risk.
Texter says Kellen sits in a booster, but he still goes to Hooters.
He doesn't sit in a booster at Hooters. he's sat in a stool.
You really would have embarrassed him then.
Yeah, if I would have asked the voice, ma'am, could you bring him a seat?
You should next time as a joke.
I just love Streeple that it's got around. It's got around New Albany baseball. I would love to know the other parents what they're saying. Don't you? Aren't you interested in that?
I'm really
interested in that conversation.
But even,
like, more so than anything today. More so than, did Chris Mack cost David Johnson money? Like, we can move that aside. We got months for that. But this conversation right here is the conversation of the day.
Easy's a bigger star than I am.
Come on.
Everyone knows Easy.
I mean,
everybody asked me, do you know? You know Zach?
You should say no.
I should, but I'm usually like,
you should say, I took his job.
I took his job.
Tom Church slapped him one time.
You know Zach McCrady?
Oh, everybody.
Like, yes,
everybody
I know Zach
knows
McCrady.
Big Easy.
I'm walking around, people like, oh, Stray Ball. Like, oh, hey, he's seen Big
Easy,
Big Easy lately? And I'm like, no, I haven't seen Big
Easy
lately.
Okay, so you've used Big Easy then as a conduit.
No, they asked me.
So you're like number two then.
I'm
so
number
you're behind
two.
Big Easy.
I'm behind Big
That's
Easy.
Good for you, man.
I'm behind Big Easy.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm behind Big Easy.
Good for you.
I'm number two, thank you. But sometimes it can be. Look, sometimes I just want to like stay. I like
heavy is the crown.
No, it's not.
Isn't that what they say? Heavy, isn't that the same?
Yeah, heavy is the crown.
Heavy is the crown.
But
or
no,
whatever?
I like it. But people are nice, and they don't generally like. So, what's your opinion on this? You know, and I'll talk to like they ask me my opinion on a sports topic. I bet you get
nuanced takes.
I don't give hot takes.
I know you. Yeah, because you're a different person when you leave here at 6 o'clock.
He turns into
smiling dad.
I do.
He turns into Little League smiling dad.
One of Kellen's assistant coaches last year. He like thought. He's a super nice guy. He, every day, he listens to the show every day. He's like, oh, nice. God, you guys are on fire today. And, rah, and then, he'd be like, you know who this is? And I'd be like, oh.
Get like, uncomfortable.
Other parents and stuff. I do get a little uncomfortable. And I'm like, eh,
the
not.
Text line is asking, do any other parents ask you about Emily?
That has not happened yet, no.
But they think about it.
Probably. I really wonder, like, when they're talking to me, if they're confused that I'm not like a psychopath. like they're talking to me and they're like kind of in the back of their mind thinking, is he going to yell?
Texas says, Strebel's a rookie sports parent. With his celeb status, he should be organizing tailgates at the Little League field.
I agree. Point.
I agree with that too.
There's no room to tailgate. That's the problem. The parking lots, it's like jam-packed all the time. There's nowhere to, like, go and, like, have a little
I think
spot.
I know the parking lot you're talking about. It is a small parking
it's
lot.
It's small, yeah. And plus, you had the basketball. You have two basketball courts up there that are always full. I mean, these guys play, like, serious pickup games. It's not like, you know, little Johnny and his buddies out
right.
there. It's like these dudes are dunking and stuff. It's pretty cool to watch.
Texas says, Kellen's 9, LOL, he's still in a car seat.
Again, it's not my choice. If I had my choice, he wouldn't be in the car seat. We got a new basketball goal yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you got a new basketball goal.
Good
I haven't
for
put
you.
It up yet, but we have it. Put up this weekend.
There's just a text that says, Diener does backside at the Derby. Just came down.
Really?
I think it says Strebel needs to do backside at the New Albany Little League Fields.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh. I just saw the first sentence, and I go, I don't know what that's in reference to, but I love it.
Is it to Ennis? Are they talking Derby over at the Drive?
Is that what the Drive is doing? You would have loved this, Mitch. I don't know how – we'll take a break here. I don't know, Mitch, how much you listened. Patty Ice was in with Greer filling in for Bobby V today for the first hour.
Yeah.
And Patty Ice mentioned the Drive with Mark Ennis – on 93.9 The Ville, like 900 times.
Yeah, and you always follow up. Don't forget, you got the take with A.D. Sweeney coming up right after this.
We got to start marking those and just making a collage. Because I think he finally caught himself how many times. He was like, every time he had
a couple
take,
times, yeah.
Yeah, every time he had an opinion, he'd be like, well, you know, I gave this opinion yesterday on the Drive 3-6 on 93.9 The Ville with Mark Ennis. And then he would give the take. It didn't matter if it was about Armand Franklin, Noah Locke, the Masters.
He's like, great, I don't know. If you remember my take on Mike Woodson a week ago on the Drive, 939 DeVille with Mark Ennis.
That's great.
That is pretty good. That's really good.
Texas says, does Strebel agree with J.D. Shelburne's latest tweet? Oh, we got to look that up.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
The only person that agrees with J.D. Shelburne all the time is Larry Vaught.
It's Larry Vaught.
And in a segment of BBN, okay?
Yes. I don't think I follow J.D. Shelburne. To be quite honest, I don't think I do.
Texas says, if there's room to park your car, there's room to drink.
There's a little Touché. Truth to that. There's a little truth to that. Yes.
There's more than a little truth to that, maybe.
We just sit in the – when we go to concerts, like at Freedom Hall, when the parking lot was packed, we just sit in the car and drink and then go in.
Yeah.
We wouldn't sit outside. We just
that's
sit
what
in
people
the car.
Do, baby. Yeah. That's what people do.
That was a good time.
Let's take a break. David Johnson not showing up in many mock drafts. What, if anything, does it mean – and the old age conversation that I don't like. I usually back Cal, and I may back Chris Mack. Find out.
Whoa.
Back at it. You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
Masters update, bunch of sound, full show. Bosich at 5 o'clock coming up here on The Take. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680 105.7.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I mean, Mitch, this guy's done crazy stuff in the infield. He got interviewed on TV by Jay Cardosi. His grandmother saw the interview and was disappointed.
Yeah.
That happened. He got into some sort of a mud wrestling with a co-ed. I mean, this guy's done things.
And James Strebel.
Now you don't do anything.
No. I live my... I
You're done living. You're
I
done living.
I sowed my wild oats in my 20s, and I'm... content with being a dad.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Visit the Kroger app and get all the fresh that you want with delivery or free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Plus, you'll find more ways to save on all the fresh that you love with personalized coupons, weekly sales, rewards like fuel points, and much more. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Josh Nickleberry leaves. Striebel's become a celebrity, second to only Big Easy. Zach McCrite, the mouth of the Midwest, who once had a Buffalo Chicken Pizza named after him at Tubby's Pizza and Quartermaster Court in Jeffersonville.
You haven't said that in a while.
That's why I decided to say it.
That's a good thing to say.
Can I bring some of this to light? You guys don't have to mention names if you don't want, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna let you protect yourself. But during the break, you guys are doing sports radio during the break. And you're not doing sports radio when the microphones are on. Right. That's why I don't talk about sports during the break.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You guys are just rattling off all these players that you think Kentucky football is going to get.
Yeah.
They got a five-star kicker. I mean, there's two twins and twins.
Yeah.
What product was the and twins? Was it beer?
Oh, it was. It was.
Was it Bud? I mean,
was it
Budweiser?
Bud Light. I think it's Bud Light or Budweiser. I remember that. And
twins.
I remember that now. At first, I was like,
Mitch,
do you
have any idea,
no,
Mitch?
No idea. What?
Your guy, you know what? Text Sean, your mom's boyfriend, and just go, and twins.
And he'll
know exactly what we're talking about.
He'll perk right up.
I guarantee. Text him right now.
All right.
there we go. Go ahead and text him. But you guys are having this conversation because Mitch is sad.
He is sad.
He's listing off all these players that Kentucky's in a good spot with, football-wise.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, do you want to bring that up here? I mean, this was not on my sheet of lies, but, I mean, let's go.
Let's go. Well, Keontae Goodwin, okay, who's a top 50 offensive lineman, four-star with Alabama, Ohio State.
Top 50 in the country?
In the country.
Yeah, he's from Michigan, right?
From Michigan,
okay.
Yeah.
Not
big dog country.
Yeah, big dog
country.
No,
that ain't big dog. That's Clink, isn't it?
Clink? No, I think Clink.
Is it Clink?
Clink is south. I think Clink is south, and Merrow is Kentucky and Ohio and up.
No, they have a Michigan. They have a guy that is balling out in Michigan.
It might be Clink.
I need help here. 437-9680.
Is it John Summerall?
That might be it.
John Summerall, because he. I think
yeah.
He's
there's
the one.
A hired gun that's going into Michigan and is helping.
Kentucky, but
well, Louisville doesn't need recruits.
No, they're good.
According to Mitch and Blankenbaker,
yeah.
It's going to be a small class anyway.
Small class.
It's going to be a small class anyway.
We don't really need quarterbacks.
It is Merrow leading the recruitment. It's big dog country.
It's big dog country.
Okay,
now,
so.
I'm telling you, I don't know if Michigan is big dog country, though. I thought there was another hired gun. Anyway, continue.
But Keontae Goodwin, who's a top 50 player in the country, offensive lineman, has Kentucky, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan State, and I forgot the fifth. It's a good offer. Those are his top five. He's supposed to
Mitch,
commit.
Is Louisville in on – are they in on eight? On,
let me check to see if he's on this list. Hold on.
She texts blank.
Yeah.
Doug Marone's leading recruitment for Alabama.
Shout out Doug Marone.
Doug Marone.
Shout out Doug
Marone.
Doug Marone and Bill O'Brien.
Louisville did offer, yes.
They're going to be great. I'm surprised.
I'm stunned
by that. Yeah. I was just saying that to be an AH for no reason. I felt remorse right when I said it. There was just no reason. Everyone knew the answer was no.
No.
But I don't know.
And then the Wade twins.
Yeah,
the Wade twins.
What
yes.
position are they? I should know. Are they DBs? You don't know. Striebel, do you follow Kentucky?
Yes, I do.
You're not locked in.
No,
I'm going to you,
talking.
And you have no idea
Mitch
the Wade
talking
twins.
About them. Yes, the Wade twins are supposed to commit here in the next week or so as well. So they could have that's coming off the back end of Travion Martin that just committed. They had Grant Bingham just commit last week as well. So that's 2 4-stars. Got a 5-star kicker today. Another 4-star offensive lineman next week or the week after in the Wade twins as well. Hey, Kentucky football's rolling.
Well, it looks like you're not going to get Winstad, the quarterback.
Keontae Goodwin lives in Charlestown, Indiana.
Does he? No, he doesn't.
Mitch, that needed to be the segment right there. You realize that. That was the segment. That's where we just go to
just
break.
Just go to break, yeah, or go to the Masters break. Yeah,
but, that's time.
Yeah.
That's coming up in 8 minutes.
Yeah,
we can't just go to that in any
right.
time.
True. But Kentucky football is in a good spot. They're getting a lot of great recruits. They're getting more coming in. It's going to be a great class. This may be Mark Stoops' best class. And while he's out there
– Do we say that every year?
Oh, every
Not
year.
Last
every year.
Year.
No, but I
they
think
last
well,
year.
No, I think this is part of it. I'm starting – their recruiting's, you know, I mean, it's starting to do something for me. But I just don't trust what they've done on the field offensively and for some of your special teams,
yeah.
Quite frankly, outside of punting. I got to see it. But, man, you talk about laying the foundation at Kentucky's level.
Yes, and I'm with you, and I told you this off the air as well. They've gotten some pretty good recruits during the Mark Stoops tenure. I mean, classes in the top 20, top 30, like you've not seen that at Kentucky before him, but the results haven't bared out.
Well, no, that's the point.
That's the problem is you get excited about these recruits and they show up. Hell, Landon Young was a four-star. Jake Jackson was a four-star.
It's Clink that holds down Michigan. That's what I thought.
Clink
says, fire round daddy. Goodwin is about 10 minutes from you guys and he doesn't know where he's from.
My apologies, Texter. I didn't know where Keontae Goodwin was from. I just know Kentucky's supposed to get him.
Your boy Tank the Snake said he went to Holy Cross.
Oh, that's that. Oh, I know exactly who that is. He went one. I think he went as a freshman. He went his freshman year at Holy Cross, and he was like,
"Where do you teach?" So you don't teach at Holy Cross.
No, I don't
where do you
teach Holy Cross. No, I teach at St. Paul.
Okay.
No, I went to Holy Cross High School.
So this guy went to your high school
for like one year.
He lived 10 minutes from you. He's a four-star going to Kentucky,
top 50
and we're all
kid.
And we're just finding out about him right now.
No, I've been like I didn't think we were going to get him, but I remember who that kid is now. That when he went to Holy Cross, he
well,
went
sure
for like
you do.
One year.
Yeah, sure you do.
And then he left.
He's massive. No, he's 6'8", 305. Yes, I'm sure he would stick out at Holy Cross.
Yeah, he got a really early offer from Florida State as like a freshman in high school. I think they were like his first.
Well, you should have been all over this kid's
offer.
Recruitment.
Well,
how did Vanetti not get his claws into this kid?
I don't know.
I don't know anything. Being in the Catholic school pipeline.
Well, he moved to Indiana.
I mean, what's going on?
He decided
damn right.
to move to Indiana.
Ooh, Charlestown.
Yeah. Been to some baseball tournaments in Charlestown.
Texas says, I mean, they're coming at you. You're a fraud. Round Daddy didn't listen to KSR today. He's not informed on the UK recruits.
I don't listen to KSR hardly ever.
Texas says, how does he not know about the Twins?
I did. I just told you about the Twins.
But you didn't know what position they played. One's a DB, I think one's an athlete.
Yeah, an athlete.
Be a quarterback. There you go.
He's just an athlete. He can play him anywhere on the field.
Texas says, wait until Merrill leaves. It's going to be Kenny Payne 2.0. I don't think he's going to leave because I think
he didn't pay $1 million.
I think they would give him whatever he wanted.
They just did.
I think Mitch Barnhart would just give him a raise after he signs this recruiting class.
They're talking.
No,
you're right because I mean there was major talk about him going to Michigan State, and Mark Stoops walked into Barnhart's office and says, "Give the big dog $1 million," and they gave the big dog $1 million. He's not going anywhere unless he like just doesn't like Mark Stoops anymore.
Texas says, is Arkansas on the recruitment list since they're on everybody else's? It's a great point.
Yeah, I think
Arkansas does. It's them that offers everybody.
Everybody. I remember last year when we were doing football summer radio and we were looking at we were comparing U of L.
Yeah, they're on there.
UK offers. Yeah, there it is. Comparing U of L offers and UK
offers.
App
State is not.
Well, he's not a Louisville recruit, so I mean.
Texas says, Greer got mad when I texted in about him getting kicked out of CNN Ennis's office.
Oh, he did? I'm glad a texter texted into Greer. Asked him about that.
Here's the text. Hang on. It was a 12:15. Is Greer injured from CNN Ennis throwing him and his North Face jacket out of his office yesterday? What did the J.D. Shelburne tweet say?
Oh, it was –
because, again, you said it during the break, and I'm like, not helpful.
Well, I have it.
On air, much more helpful.
I have it right here.
All right, J.D. Shelburne.
J.D. Shelburne, country music person in Nashville, also UK fan. He said, dang, at UK football is bringing in some superstars. I smell SEC chip on the horizon. Fist bump emoji.
Well, he didn't say when the horizon was.
He didn't. That's a good
point. He just
said
it's on the horizon.
It's kind of like
which could be a long way.
It's kind of it's like Howard Schellenberger when he said that Louisville's on the collision course with the national championship.
Supposedly,
time is the only variable. Supposedly, he said that. That quote's been widely attributed to him. Every time Louisville football does something good, you see that tweet circulate in quotation marks. Howard called it.
Man, DeChambeau's a beast, dude. Mitch, his arms are just massive.
I know. Dustin Johnson needs to step it up. He's +2.
Good.
Brooks Koepka is he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I mean,
yeah, Waters way. You're a Kentucky fan.
I'm just saying, like, he's like, I understand
Kentucky's
why
Kentucky's going 7-5.
He's got it all. Brooks Koepka's got he's a professional golfer, which if I had to choose a professional sport to be good at, it would be golf. So he's a professional golfer. He looks good, and he's got a very attractive girlfriend.
Texas says, this is a disgrace. You called the kicker a five-star. Wait a minute.
He was.
Wasn't he a five-star kicker?
He's a five-star kicker.
He's rated. Absolutely. He's rated number one on prokicker.com, whatever that
He's the number one kicker in the country.
And he's from
Kentucky. The headlines were, it's a five-star kicker. I don't give a damn if he's a five. I don't treat him like a true five-star.
Right.
If you're wondering,
no.
I would
also
not put him in
Also,
update
in a minute.
No, thank you. Yeah. I would not put him in a line of like a five-star, you know, defensive lineman or something.
Oh, no, or a quarterback or a running back. But in the world of kickers, he's one of the best.
Texas says, Armand Franklin, listen. I just want to pause everyone. Listen. Texter and tweeters, Armand Franklin's going to Virginia. I know that everyone has sources on the internet. I get it, okay? I'm just putting up the question, who would you want? I know that everybody out there thinks Noah Locke's going to Louisville, and I know that everyone thinks Armand Franklin's going to Virginia. I get it. I'm with you. Do you understand that? And we've talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm just posing a poll question.
It's a conversation.
As we hit summer radio and we learn that there is a massive recruit 5 minutes from our homes that we didn't know about. Masters update next.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.